You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. 17-year-old Mohammed Tarek Youssef from the Palestinian village of Koba climbed over the security fence in the West Bank settlement of Adam on Thursday night and stabbed to death a 31-year-old father of two, Yotam Ovadia. Ovadia was on his way to prepare a romantic meal for his wife in honor of the Festival of Love, Tu B'Av, when he was attacked. Ovadia died of his wounds after being rushed to a hospital in Jerusalem. A second resident of Adam, 58, was also stabbed after arriving on the scene. He was rushed to a hospital in a serious condition, but doctors managed to stabilize him. A third resident, 41, had just left his home when he heard the disturbance unfolding. Youssef approached him as well and managed to stab him once before the Adam resident pulled out a gun and shot him dead. The 41-year-old Israeli was lightly injured in the encounter, but was released from hospital shortly after receiving treatment. An IDF spokesperson said late Thursday it was sending two more brigades to the West Bank following the deadly attack. The move comes as Israel has also raised its military alert level in the Golan amid flare-ups there. On Tuesday, a Sukhoi model jet travelled 2 kilometres into Israeli airspace. The Israeli military fired 2 Patriot missiles at the plane, shooting it down. The plane crashed inside Syria, killing its pilot. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement, "Our air defense systems identified a Syrian Air Force plane taking off from the Syrian T-4 airbase and penetrating into Israeli airspace. This was a blatant violation of the 1974 separation agreement between us and the Syrians. We will not accept any such penetration of or spillover into our territory, neither on the ground nor in the air." On Wednesday night, sniper fire from southern Gaza wounded an officer near Kusufim. He was rushed to Soroka Hospital, where he underwent surgery for gunshot wounds to the chest and abdomen. On Thursday, the soldier regained consciousness and was taken out of intensive care. A group of 20 miners rioting on the Gaza side of the fence were used as a decoy by the sniper to fire on the soldiers. The incident was followed by retaliatory strikes by the IDF tanks and planes that targeted Hamas installations and left 3 of its members dead. Some 7,000 Gazans took place in Friday's riots at several locations along the border. In addition to hurling rocks and burning tires, protesters attacked troops with pipe bombs, a Molotov cocktail, and a grenade. However, none of their projectiles managed to clear the fence, and they all fell in Gazan territory. 12-year-old Majdi Al-Satra was killed on Friday during clashes on the border east of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. 43-year-old Ghazi Abu Mustafa was also killed when he was shot in the head during clashes east of Khan Yunis. A 17-year-old Mohman Al-Hams died yesterday of gunshot wounds from the day before. Earlier, the military carried out an airstrike on a squad of Palestinians in northern Gaza as they flew incendiary balloons towards Israel. There were no casualties in this attack. Police forces entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque during clashes with Muslim worshippers on Friday afternoon that led to an hours-long closure of the Jerusalem holy site. Dozens of people had barricaded themselves in the house of worship after attacking the police with fireworks and stones following Friday afternoon prayers. Police arrested 24 suspects during the clashes. 4 police officers received medical treatment after being injured in the riots. Zuhair Bahloul, an Arab Knesset member from the Zionist Union faction, announced yesterday that he would be resigning from the Knesset to protest the recently passed nation-state bill. Bahloul, a popular former sports commentator, said that the legislation of the nation-state law makes the Arab population officially, constitutionally, outside the realms of equality in Israel. Two party leaders in Netanyahu's ruling coalition, Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon and Education Minister Naftali Bennett, called this past week for amending the state law passed the previous week to address the concerns of the Druze community. Former IDF Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi, along with other former officers and commanders of the Golani Brigade, released a letter on Friday backing the Druze community and other minority groups amid the fallout from the legislation. The letter read, "We, the officers, commanders and soldiers from generations of the Golani Brigade, wish to embrace, support and share in the pain of our Druze, Bedouin and Caucasian brothers and sisters, as well as all the ethnic groups that serve in the various security forces and who have tied their fate to the Jewish people dwelling in Zion since the establishment of the state. From 2013 to 2015, Golani was headed by Hassan Alian, who on his appointment to the position became the second ever Druze to command an IDF infantry brigade. Members of both the Druze and Caucasian minorities are subject to Israel's mandatory draft and serve in large numbers alongside Jewish soldiers in some of the IDF's most elite units." The letter from the Golani veterans came a day after former commanders and officers from the Paratroopers Brigade released a similar letter of support for the Druze and other minorities. That letter explicitly noted the nation-state law and the struggle for full equality and rights in our country. It said, "Beyond any political position or affiliation, we stand shoulder to shoulder with them as an expression of the values of friendship, fraternity and unity." Among the signatories to the paratroopers letter were former chiefs of staff Benny Gantz, Moshe Yaalon and Shaul Mofaz. An estimated 10,000 Israeli Druze gathered yesterday at the tomb of Nabu Shu'ab, a Druze prophet at Kfar Zeitim near Tiberias, to show solidarity with their community across the border in the Syrian Golan Heights, which has been devastated in attacks by the Islamic State jihadist group in recent days. A stone block dislodged from the Western Wall on Monday, plunging to the ground where it narrowly missed a woman praying at the egalitarian prayer space near Robertson's Arch. On Wednesday, authorities used a crane to lift and remove the stone, estimated to weigh over 100 kilograms. The rabbi of the Western Wall, the two chief rabbis of Israel, and the rabbi of the Old City of Jerusalem will hold a discussion on what to do with the stone, which, due to its history, is considered a sacred object. Thousands of film fans poured into the Jerusalem's Sultan's Pool on Thursday night for the opening of the 35th Jerusalem Film Festival. Miri Regev, the minister deeply unpopular with much of the local film community for her efforts to impose her political preference on the industry, was booed again on Thursday, even in her absence, when she appeared on a screen in a pre-film segment in which she spoke about the importance of Israeli cinema. Thursday night's gala opening film was the first showing of The Unorthodox, an account of the founding of the Shas Party, starring popular Haredi singer Shuli Rand. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
sbs.com.au